Chapter 24. Again in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, write the name of the day, even of this same day. The king of Babylon drew close to Jerusalem this same day. Utter a parable to the rebellious house, and tell them, Thus says the Lord God, Set on the cauldron, set it on, and also pour water into it. Gather the pieces into it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder, fill it with the choice bones. Take the choice of the flock, and also a pile of wood for the bones under the cauldron. Make it boil well, yes, let the bones of it be boiled in the midst of it. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city, to the cauldron whose rust is in it, and whose rust is not gone out of it. Take out of it piece after piece. No lot is fallen on it. For her blood is in the midst of her. She set it on the bare rock. She didn't pour it on the ground to cover it with dust. That it may cause wrath to come up to take vengeance, I have set her blood on the bare rock, that it should not be covered. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city! I also will make the pile great. Heap on the wood, make the fire hot, boil well the flesh, and make thick the broth, and let the bones be burned. Then set it empty on its coals, that it may be hot, and the brass of it may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be molten in it, that the rust of it may be consumed. She has wearied herself with toil, yet her great rust doesn't go forth out of her, her rust doesn't go forth by fire. In your filthiness is lewdness, because I have cleansed you and you weren't cleansed. You shall not be cleansed from your filthiness any more, until I have caused my wrath toward you to rest. I, the Lord, have spoken it. It shall happen, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent. According to your ways and according to your doings shall they judge you, says the Lord God. Also the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from you the desire of your eyes with a stroke, yet you shall neither mourn nor weep, neither shall your tears run down. Sigh, but not aloud, make no mourning for the dead. Bind your headdress on you, and put your shoes on your feet, and don't cover your lips, and don't eat men's bread. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded. The people said to me, Won't you tell us what these things mean to us that you do? Then I said to them, The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Speak to the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the pride of your power, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pities. And your sons and your daughters whom you have left behind shall fall by the sword. You shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. Your tires shall be on your head, and your shoes on your feet. You shall not mourn nor weep, but you shall pine away in your iniquities, and moan one toward another. Thus shall Ezekiel be to you a sign. According to all that he has done shall you do. When this comes, then you shall know that I am the Lord God. You, son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon they set their heart, their sons and their daughters, that in that day he who escapes shall come to you, to cause you to hear it with your ears. In that day shall your mouth be opened to him who is escaped, and you shall speak, and be no more mute. So shall you be a sign to them, and they shall know that I am the Lord.